Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday in our church year where we pay special attention to the fact that Jesus Christ is our King. And today is the day we read the story, not of Jesus triumphant, transfigured, resurrected, but the story of Jesus Christ, our King, hanging on a cross, humiliated and tortured to death. This is our Christ, our King. As he was hanging there on public display for all to see, for the people who hung him there, hoping to stop any sense of anybody following this man, this usurper of their own power, they mocked him. "Oh, hail the King of the Jews," they said to a man who was dying. "If you're really the Christ, if you're really our King, come down off of that cross and save yourself, then we'll believe in you." This story is hard to hear. It's hard for me to tell because it is so deeply painful. This is our King. When we think of kings, we tend to think of crowns, fine robes, power, people making decisions for all of those in their kingdom. Here in America, we don't have a king, but we certainly have people with power, with fine things, making decisions for all of those under their control. A king, a ruler, a leader, they are the ones who have it all, it might look like. They are the ones with all the power, the glory, ones we might even look up to. But here in this place, as the Church of God, that's not what our King looks like. Our King is humbled and humiliated upon a cross for the sake of love of all of the world. Our King, when he was mocked and tortured, did not curse those who were torturing him, but asked God to forgive them. Our King, who was crucified so that all others would stop following him, instead brought more people to him, even in the moment of his death. This story of the criminal crucified next to Jesus, it only appears in the Gospel of Luke. This man, in just as much pain, probably barely able to talk, who looks at Jesus and says, "Remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He knows something that day that so many around him could not understand. He knew that the kingdom of Christ, that the reign of Christ, was going to look so vastly different from what everybody else expected a king to look like. In Jesus, he saw a king that he could follow, convicted criminal that he was. And he didn't ask for salvation, not in the way that the other criminal asked or in the way other people were mocking Jesus. He just said, remember me in your kingdom. Remember me. And Jesus shows him and us exactly what his kingdom looks like when he looks at this criminal who knows he has done something wrong, who knows he is justly condemned, and says, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. People were expecting Jesus to just pull himself off the cross and carry on. That would be a show of power they could get behind. But Christ's kingdom looks different than that. Christ's kingdom looks like forgiveness of those who are causing pain, repaying evil for good. Christ's kingdom looks like forgiveness of one who has truly done something wrong, but requests to be remembered. Christ's kingdom looks like defeat over sin and death that we know comes after this story in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus lives. Jesus rises again. This is not the end. Christ's reign looks totally different than the powers that run this world we live in. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. We are asking for something incredible when we pray those words. We are asking for a world where evil is repaid with good, where people are forgiven. Not because they turned everything around and got everything right, but because God loves them. We are asking for Christ's reign, Christ's power, which looks so different from the power we know in this world. The people around Jesus as he died mocked him. Oh, so this is what the King of the Jews looks like. This is the one they would call king. And every year we gather together on Christ the King Sunday and said, yes, this is our king. Every Sunday we gather together, we confess our sins to a God who we know will forgive us. We gather around a table to be nourished by a God who went to the darkest places of our world, to pain and death and despair, to show us that God triumphs over all of those things, that God loves us and forgives us and nourishes us so that we can keep living in Christ's kingdom here and now. And sometimes our prayer can be as simple as the prayer of the criminal on the cross. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Not because I've done something right. Not because I've figured it all out. But because you are the king. And your reign is one of love and forgiveness. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And we have the promise, truly, we are with God in paradise. Amen.